Good evening, church. Thanks for tuning in this Wednesday evening to have our midweek connection. I miss you guys. I hope that everybody is doing well. I know that this lockdown is hard for a lot of us, and I just ask that during this time that you find some patience and find some rest and see this as an opportunity to spend more time with each other and get to know each other better for those that are in our household. Before we get going with the devotion, I just wanted to have a couple announcements I wanted to put out there. Last week I talked about the communion cups and those individually wrapped bread and drink for communion. And if you wanted to have those communion cups for your Sunday message, I just wanted to offer out to you guys that I would be more than happy to deliver them to your home. Obviously, it would be practicing proper social distancing. I would just drop them off maybe on your porch or somewhere near there. That way you had the cups. That way you have the bread and everything that you need. They're individually wrapped. We don't touch them, except for I'll put gloves on to hand them out to you guys. That way nobody's touching them, but that way you guys can get them. So if you guys would be interested in having these communion cups delivered to your home, just please email me at chad@cosep.org. That's chad@cosep.org. And just in the email, please put your name, your address, and how many cups that you need, and I will get them out to you. The quicker that you do that, the easier that would be in case, you know, I have many deliveries to do those things to. But just email me and let me know if you guys would like to have those. I have no problem delivering them to your house. Also, I'd just like to announce that something I didn't do last week, but something going forward that I'm going to be doing, is we're going to start doing Kids Corner. What that is going to be a kids-driven devotional that is going to be put on Wednesdays as well. So already on there with this video or with this podcast is also going to be one for the kids called Kids Corner. It's going to be a devotional geared towards the kids. This coming one that's on there today is going to be about Jesus's power calms our fears. Now, before we get started with the devotion, let's just go ahead and say a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and to talk to you and to have this devotion. Lord, I thank you for this church and the faithful givers of this church that allows us to have this technology so that we are able to produce these podcasts so we can still connect in these uncertain and unusual times. Lord, I thank you for the people that you have given to this church that know how to run this technology so that we are capable of putting them together. Lord, I thank you for our faithful givers as they continue to make sure that we are taken care of during this time when we're not meeting together, but the bills are still there. I thank you for everybody and their consistency there. Lord, I just ask that you watch over all of us. I just ask that you keep us safe from the coronavirus. Ask that you keep us safe as we are going about in our community, whether it's limited or we're just allowed out. Lord, I just ask that you help us to be safe. Also protect us mentally, as sometimes sitting around and it just gets our mind working. And Lord, I just know that that can be very challenging at times. And it really brings out the anxieties in us because there's a lot of unknown out there. So Lord, I just ask that you watch over us, protect us in all ways. Lord, we know that your will be done, and we would pray that your will be done in our lives, in our families, and in our community. Lord, we just ask all these things in Jesus' precious heavenly name. Amen. Before we get started with the devotion, I have attached a link to a song on YouTube. It's right below this. If you click on the link that says Video 1, we're going to use this to start our devotional time. So if you could, right now, please pause this recording and listen to it, and then unpause and continue to play. So again, go ahead. There's a link that's below this that attaches it to YouTube. Go ahead and listen to Video 1, and after you've done that, unpause this, and then we'll continue to go. I hope that you all love that song. I hope that you took the time to listen to it, as it's a really good song for a time, but it really sets us up for this devotion as well. So how is everybody doing out there? You know, if you're like me, with this stay-at-home initiative to fight against the coronavirus, your brain is going into overdrive asking a lot of questions with not a lot of answers. And, you know, there are also this opportunity for us to be hanging out with people in our household a lot more than we may be used to. And so, you know, I am begging you all to heed the warnings of John in 1 John 3:12, where he warns us. He says, do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him, John asks? Because of the stay-in-your-home order by the government. All right, I may have added that last part myself, but let's be kind to each other, and let's just move on with the rest of the devotion. You know, for the longest time, we have found chores, tasks, and work to keep us busy. And all of those things that have built-in breaks from each other. And although these breaks are good, they have allowed for us to expect the apart time, which in turn may have us a little uncomfortable with all the extra time that we're spending together. So today I wanted to touch on a very important principle, and this is how to be a better homemate during these quarantine times. First, let's start with the definition of love. What's that? We can't define love. Why? It's a word just like any other, so it must have a definition. Well, you know, you guys are absolutely right. We cannot define love because love is a verb. It's not a noun. That means it's an action. It's action oriented. We cannot define love with words, but I do believe we can definitely define love with our actions. Going back to our buddy John, he tells us in 1 John 3:18, he says, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. See, we have to understand this about John's writing during this time, though. See, he was writing to encourage faithful believers whose confidence in their times may have been waning a bit. See, they were going through times that they didn't particularly understand. And maybe John didn't understand completely either, but he did understand what needed to be done. He knew that we all needed to rely on each other to get through it. To continue on with his emphasis on love and to explain it better, John continues his letter in 1 John 4:7 through 12. He says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." What does that mean, John? Do you have any examples to help me follow your story here? He says, "I do." He goes on and says, "This is how God showed an action, showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Oh, I see, John. Okay, so what do I do with that then? He continues in verse 11 with, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us." In that last verse there I read, verse 12, John's point is this, that God's love is expressed, which is an action, in and through the love of believers for one another, so that we grow in our understanding of God's love. See, his love is being made complete as we experience another action, his love. Which this all leads me to my five principles for our relationships. And my hope is that we all can work on these and become better housemates during this time. And I would encourage you to get a pen and paper and write these down. If you have to pause, that's fine, do that. Or maybe put each principle on its own index card and tape it to a wall or mirror. Principle 1. Know that you owe each other everything, but you're not owed anything in return. Let me repeat that. Principle 1 is know that you owe each other everything, but you're not owed anything in return. Principle 2, and I would say this is probably the most challenging principle that I have for you guys to get today. Know that putting each other first means choosing to be last. That means we have to make a conscious decision to be last. And that's just not normal with us. That's not a natural human instinct. And so that's something that will really challenge us and really push us and we'll struggle with as we go through these days, especially the more and more and more we are closed in with each other. But it's very important. Principle two is so important, guys. Know that putting each other first means an action, choosing to be last. Principle three, when it comes to disagreements, know that when one person wins, the relationship loses. James 4, 1 through 2 asks us these questions. It says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but don't get it. You see, most every argument stems from this statement within ourselves. There is something that I want, and I'm not getting it. So we battle to get our way or to get our point across. Imagine how our disagreements would diffuse if we would just state that from the beginning. If we look at the other person in the eye when they're looking at us and things are getting intense, and you just say, you know what's going on here? There's something that I want, and I'm not getting it. I think our conversations and our disagreements would turn out a lot differently if we could adopt that principle. Principle four, and I think that this is a wonderful community principle. We need to make a habit, this is principle four, we need to make a habit of choosing to believe the best of each other. It doesn't mean that everybody's intentions are always the best. But again, hear that word in there, choosing. It's our own personal action. We need to make a habit of choosing to believe the best of each other. And the last principle, principle five. Make sure that our own personal desires for the relationship does not become the expectations that the other person must live by. That one's a little longer one. Let me repeat that one. Make sure that our own personal desires for the relationship does not become the expectations that the other person must live by. I want you to imagine with me real quick, if you will, an empty box. So when you're born, you are born with this imaginary empty box right beside you. And throughout life, life experiences, whether good or bad, you put your own experiences and your own things in this box. And as this box continues to grow and grow and grow, there can be many, and some of our boxes there could be very little. It all depends on our own personal life experience. No two boxes are the same. See, when our relationships first join together, whether by being friends, maybe marriage, or child to parent, we just handed the other person a box of our expectations for that particular relationship. We didn't discuss this box. We didn't have a sit down and have this long conversation about what was in our box because, you know, there's a chance we may not even know everything that was in our box. We didn't know we put it in there, but it's sitting in that box. But we handed it over nonetheless. We made the other person responsible for its contents. Now, in contrast, in a good relationship, each person keeps their own box. And over time, they have many show and tell times so the other person can understand better. See, with that principle in mind, it's important for us to understand that God gave us his own show and tell time about love with Jesus, his one and only Son. He gave us the ultimate action of love that we will ever experience. So during this unprecedented time, let's be good housemates towards each other, our neighbors, and our friends. And let's make this season of our lives beyond the coronavirus a permanent season of show and tell. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for this church. I thank you for this community. I thank you for the opportunities that have been given to us to be able to continue to reach out to the congregation during this time. Lord, we have to admit that this time is hard. It's unprecedented. We've never seen it in our time. We have so much anxiety about what's next because nobody knows. And Father, we just ask that you calm us. Just as you calmed the boat during the storm and you allowed that situation to be a learning point, allow it to be this to be a learning point for us. Help us to find the messages that you have for us during this time of the coronavirus. Lord, we know that your will be done, and we pray that it is always done, whether we understand it or not. Lord, we know that we are not given divine understanding, but we just ask that as this time goes through, that you protect us, that you keep our home safe, keep our families safe, and just help extinguish the coronavirus. Lord, we love you so much, and we thank you for everything, and we ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I've attached a link to a song on YouTube. Again, it's labeled Video 2. I would very much encourage you to listen to that now to end our devotional time. And may God bless you and your families. And man, do I miss you guys.